Welcome to Wine by the Case, where we uncork legal insight.
One bottle in one day, one case at a time. I'm Chris Sensenick.
That's not going to happen. I'm Alexis Rosenberg, and today's episode is all about a lawyer who turned erotic romance. You know how I love talking about porn. Writer, and we're going to hear all about it today. And she just wanted to leave, you know, doing boring depositions, clients arguing, tussling with opposing counsel to be able to write this steamy stuff.
Oh, yeah. And wait, this is the other picture. I mean, when is a fireman not hot? And again, back to the whole notion of hot. So we have with us today an award-winning author. Yes, award-winning.
Yay.
Jessica Jane, who's going to talk to us about the different ways that she's been inspired to write her novels, such as Legal Desire, Bored Stiff, love that name, In Flames, which is one I have recently enjoyed reading, and Let Me Love You. So in addition to having a day job, Jessica Jane writes these steamy, sexy, hot novels for grown-ups. And that's the thing. And we want to know a little bit about her creative process and how creatives necessarily deal with copyright law and protecting their work. So welcome, Jessica.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. Both. I'm very happy to be here. This is my very first podcast. Mm-hmm. So this is a little strange to me. Normally I'm sitting in like a romance conference where I'm just listening and taking stuff in. Not necessarily actively answering a bunch of questions about where my steamy ideas come from.
Well, it's not an interrogation or a deposition, so just.
And I have been deposed before too. So.
We have said to be kind of fun, so you know, hopefully it won't be painful.
No, it won't.
And to set the mood, we've got a flirty little wine from Provence, a nice rosé called Naughty French.
Let me just take it to the camera. Without tripping, I haven't even had a sip of wine.
Yes, it's kind of like Jessica Jane's books, and it's a little fresh, a little sweet.
And naughty.
Just a little bit wicked, a little naughty. So we poured some glasses, so here we go, ladies. Let's see what this rosé from Provence tastes like.
So while we're sipping, before we get into the wine, do you want to just tell us where, before we get into what's in the books, where can people buy your books?
Absolutely. Amazon, obviously, is like one of the largest places where you can buy any books, really. So all of my books are listed on Amazon. Also Barnes & Noble's website. And there's various like smaller distributors that you can get to, Apple Books, all of those as well. And then three of my books are also audiobooks that you can get on Audible.
Read them.
Well, I hand-selected narrators. you know, the chapters are... the heroine and then the hero, and I was very particular about who I wanted to do the hero.
I can imagine so.
So what do you think about the wine?
Yeah, let's find it. Taste it.
It smells great.
So everybody knows, if that watches, I'm not a fan of the white unless it sparkles. So first, what do you think, and then we'll each...
It's got almost like a little citrusy... flavor. It reminds me a little bit of a Sauvignon Blanc, actually.
Yeah, it does. It definitely has that melony citrus flavor to it.
I think it's a little sweet. So.
It's a little sweet on the front.
Yeah, but on the back it's dry.
Yep.
And so, again, great pool wine.
It is.
And a great wine to, you know, have some things while you're being naughty. And we know that Jessica Jane, based on her bio, is an aficionado of wine. So we really wanted her opinion about this rosé.
Yeah, I love it. I love rosé. For me, it reminds me of my first trip to France when my husband and I were in a little cafe and we sat there for 4 hours and drank carafe after carafe of rosé.
Was that part, did you incorporate that in any of your stories?
He would not like me to come out and say any parts that I may have incorporated from real life, but, you know, you do have to write a little bit about experience.
Yes, yes. So one of the things that I really wanted Jessica to tell us about was about, you know, she's an award-winning romance novel, but I really want to kind of read a section from In Flames for you, because I think it's important that you know who her audience is. So this talks about in the past, insecurities about her body would surface. She wasn't 25 anymore. Her tummy was no longer flat. And if she looked closely, she could see the stretch marks she acquired from carrying two babies she pushed out at about 9 pounds each. If something was going to be missed this past year, her workout was the likely candidate. But being with Matt brought her out of her funk. She felt sexy and seductive, and those feelings invigorated her. So you get some nice level of mature writing with the sex. So that's one of the things that we pre-reached.
I would have rather you read about the sex, honestly. Why did you pick that answer?
We're talking about pushing babies out.
That's not really promoting her book at all.
I think it is promoting her book, because then she talks in detail about sex.
Right, so you should have read that. But here's the better question. I think it's very inspiring, because I think as women, especially since you're talking about us aging, thank you, Chris, that I think that we sometimes pigeonhole ourselves. And this is kind of going, you go, girl, to the other side. So what sparked that, made you want to do that? How did you, wake up one day and be like, I'm going to write sexy time novels?
Well, it's funny, because I've written since I could put words together. I was telling Chris before, I was a romance reader. I was like probably 11 or 12 when I was stealing like the Danielle Steele novels off my mom's nightstand or whatever. So I was reading, you know, for a very long time, that sort of thing. And for me, I felt like, especially when I started writing my own books, I had written stories before, but then I started to get further into it, and just the realization of there's so much negativity out there today with social media. There's so much pressure, particularly on women, but on everybody really. And the news is sad and sometimes depressing or whatever. And I find that writing is sort of kind of like therapeutic for me, number one. And number two, it allows me to put a story out there that, you know, in the midst of everything that's going on, in the midst of aging, in the midst of perimenopause and everything that happens and having kids and kids graduating high school and all of this stuff, that there is still joy and hope and
Sex.
And sex, yes. Because, I mean, I just turned 50 in February, and, I mean, I think some people think, and maybe I even thought when I was younger, like, you're dried up and it's over at 50 or whatever, but that's not the case, and that's not who we are. And I feel like it's important for people to have stories out there realizing, like, it's okay to still want to be desirable. Mm-hmm. It's okay to still, you know, want to have sex, to be romantic, to be pulled into things. And I mean, I'll say I read a bunch of romance authors and everything as well. So to me, it's a great enhancement to a female's sex drive. And my husband will read them too. And it really is just an inspiration sometimes as well.
Literally an inspiration.
Well,
it makes things rise.
Yes, yes.
Temperatures rise.
There's a lot of talk about erect penises in her work.
It's necessary in the type of sex we're having.
That's right.
Is there another sex that doesn't
vibrators.
Yeah. So, I guess you're right.
Battery operated boyfriends.
I guess you're right.
But in that inspiration, how do you avoid having the same novel as somebody else? Because that deals with copyright and the notion of having editors and copy editors who can find that for you, as compared to when you self-publish.
Well, and also, sex has been done for the beginning of time.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. Yes, very
the
much.
The actual topic is not original.
No, it's not. And romance novels fall into what we like to call, when, you know, we're together in our conferences or whatever, there's certain tropes. You know, you have your enemies to lovers, your friends to lovers, the older man, younger woman, older woman, younger man. There's certain things you can't really copyright an idea, and really you wouldn't want to. Everybody can tell a story a little bit differently and add their own little spice or difference to it or whatever. But what you can't copy are the exact words. Mm-hmm. And that does happen, sadly, more frequently than I think people would like to admit. And we've had, in the romance world, there's been a lot of
Litigation.
There's been a lot of accusations because in today's world, it's a lot easier to sort of find those things too. You can put them through systems and you can see quickly. Yes, you can see quickly when something has been copied. And sometimes it's just changing a character's name, but everything else is identical to somebody else's work. And at that point, you have a problem. You could. It wasn't that it wasn't written.
I have a daughter from reading that. When I was giving birth, I was telling her the 50-shaped grandchild. Don't tell
did
her.
Did you name her Anna?
No, I'm not going to say in public what I named her, but it's nothing near that.
So let me ask about Jessica Jane. Do you have that copyrighted? Do you have a trademark? How is it that this name is your pseudonym?
You don't have to copyright or trademark your pen name. Some people may do that, but you don't have to do that. And in fact, there isn't really a lot of law around a pen name. But when you take it, you know, and you make it yours or whatever, I mean, there are other Jessica Janes. When I was in college, Jessica was the name I would give guys if I didn't like them.
I love it.
So I was Jessica, and then one of my children has the middle name Jane, and my other two children's names start with J, so the JJ and the Jane is kind of all mixed in there to tie it all together. But yes, so everyone's like, why did you pick Jessica? I was like, that I kind of went by that for a very long time in college. So like, if I didn't like a guy, it'd be like, you know, can I get your name or whatever? Yeah, it's Jessica. Like, so I actually can answer to that pretty easily.
That's great. Well, you would think you would have picked a name that you wanted to give them, not like the one that you were trying to keep. But I guess it just resonated with you. Like, you're like, if I'm going to be an alter ego of a bitch, then I'm going to use that as my pen name.
And Jessica Jane sounds kind of sultry.
It does.
You know, I mean, you know, there is a porn star with a similar name.
I found her when I did my research.
For writers, what would you suggest are some of the things?
And I also noticed you had the disclaimer of warning adult reading material. This book contains sexually explicit content, which is only suitable for mature readers. So therefore, it's not going to be in the local libraries.
Or schools.
Yes.
I'm sure it's on the
exactly.
I'm positive it's not in schools.
It didn't even make it to the
band
book.
Yeah, I read some sections. I mean, it is truly like fan yourself time because there is some really hot content that just. But it's nice because again, it's the story that goes with it. It's not just pornography.
Wrong with occasional pornography.
There isn't, but
it's funny.
It sort of leads you in though.
Yeah, it's funny because there is even in the romance world. There's we call it a closed door, or open door sex scene. So. You have some of your, they call them sweet romances where, you know, they may kiss and then they, you know, they go into the bedroom and you never know what happens. And the next morning you wake up and they're in the kitchen and they're making coffee.
Oh, so that open and closed doors doesn't mean what I thought it meant.
No. It's like you just never, you don't know exactly what happened.
Oh,
you can just
okay. Suspense.
Make it up in your mind or whatever. And I think in the past, that's the way most of the traditionally published romance novels were, because it wasn't...
With Fabio on the cover.
Yes.
But there is something to be said about a little of leaving some
mystery
and imagination to...
It depends on your mood.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? It depends on what genre
you're looking
for.
Depends on what wine you want to drink.
That's true, true.
Or what your plans are for the night.
Or where you're reading it.
I can tell you,
I do a lot of listening of audiobooks, and some of them are steamy romances, and I will tell you that I'm like, if I get in a car accident with this thing, somebody, the cops or the EMT are going to die.
I can tell you, I was reading one of these on a plane, and that was interesting, too, because I kept getting the, look, what is that book? What is this? It's just based on the cover. And again, the cover art, you know, don't judge a book by cover. This was definitely being judged.
Well, so based on our podcast last, we don't want that cop to be reading this in the car.
No.
But yeah.
Or so, listening to it.
Yes, exactly.
But you've given us some really great information and some steamy recommendations for us, though. Not only did you give some copyright knowledge, but now all of the listeners can go and buy your books and have some sexy time with whoever they want,
with some naughty French.
With some naughty French.
To inspire the naughtiness. Yeah,
and we really do appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me. This is like, such a great opportunity.
Yeah. It was so fun to read the books and just have that sense of, wow. there's a lot of wow moments, really.
Yeah.
So again, I didn't read them, but out loud.
You didn't read them. I hope you weren't reading them out loud on a plane.
Nope.
Oh, I would have loved to see.
I did when I was in college read books from blind. So I have read things like this out loud.
Oh, that's funny. All right, so everybody, all of our listeners, please go buy her book.
Yeah,
comment below. Tell us what you think. Send us, feedback. We would love to hear it. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully another time we'll have you again after your launch or whatever the word is, publishing.
Yeah,
your next novel.
I've got two in the works.
Oh, perfect. Awesome. I mean, with names like Bored Stiff and The Misbehaved, let's go ahead and do that. But yes, thank you so much for being here. And we really enjoyed having you on Wine by the Case. So one battle at a time.
I'm corking legal insight. Cheers. And don't forget to follow.
Yes.